Riley.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Have Blue Ribbon. What else?
Taste that flavor smooth and light, the beer that leaves no afterbite, the beer that always tastes just right is Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What did you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Mother's Day is about to be celebrated in the Riley household, and if you love Riley as we do, you'll hope that what happened last year doesn't happen again. It started like this.
Well, I gotta go, Peg. See you today.
Oh, just a minute, dearie.
Yeah, but Peg, I'll be late. Well,
today's payday, isn't it?
Well, sure. Well, what brought this on? What are you afraid of? 6 o'clock, I grab it from the cashier. 7 o'clock, you grab it from me. What can I do with it in an hour? Are you afraid I'll spend it?
Now, look, dear. I wasn't born yesterday. I know what goes on at that plant of yours on payday. There's at least a dozen dice and poker games all going on at the same time.
You mean there's gambling? Oh, no. You must be mistaken. There couldn't be. Gambling? Oh, no. Not with this city's police force on the job. No.
Are you kidding? On payday, that parking lot at the plant looks like Las Vegas.
Well, now you're exaggerating me.
Well, fine. You just see to it that you bring me home your pay tonight, every cent. And so help me, Riley, if I ever catch you gambling.
Oh, don't worry, you won't catch me.
What?
I said I'll never gamble again. I promise. And I'll give you 2-1 on that. Hey, Gillis, wait, you going home?
Oh, yeah, in a little while. Let's go over to the parking lot place and see if we can get a little action.
Oh, no, not me. I'm through with all that stuff.
Who are you kidding? You're through? You? The only man I ever seen what has housemaid's knees from kneeling with the dice?
Yeah, well, I was a chump to risk my dough like that. No, I'm through.
Oh, you're through, huh?
Yeah, positive. It don't mean a thing to me no more.
Don't mean a thing?
Nope.
Positive. Shoot it up!
You're faded. I mean... Now, you cut that out, Gillis. No use trying to trap me. I said I'm through and I meant it. Now, you see this pay I just collected? My pay. Where's my pay? $60. I had it just a minute ago. It's all gone.
Oh, ho! You've already been to the parking lot, you dog.
No. No, honest, I lost it.
How could you lose it? You just got it, didn't you?
Yeah, and I put it in this pocket, and now it's gone.
Oh, maybe somebody picked your pocket, huh?
Yeah, that's what happened. There was a big crowd around the cashier's office. Everybody shoving. Some skunk must have lifted it. What'll I tell Peggy?
Well, tell her your pocket was picked.
No, she'll never believe me.
But it's the truth.
That's why she'll never believe me. I always gotta lie to her before I convince her. No, she'll think I lost at gambling.
Personally, that's what I think, too.
Yeah, well, it ain't true. She'll murder me.
Stop, kid. Well, so on.
No, wait. Give us hope, pal. Look, kid, we've been friends a long time.
No.
You wouldn't...
No, I wouldn't.
Well, let me finish.
You're finished now.
Give us, please.
Okay. After all, we've been pals for 20 years here. Here's a dime for the bus. Now go home.
I can't go home.
Well, you can't stay here.
Yes, I can. I'm going to sit right here until I figure out something to tell her.
Suit yourself. See you in a hospital.
Some friend. Well, who needs him? Let me think. If I tell her I lost it, in the first place, she won't believe me. Unless it wasn't my fault and I couldn't help losing it. I know. A holdup. Yeah, that's it. Happens every day. Sure. I was passing an alley. 4 bruisers jumped on me. I fought like a tiger, but they robbed me of every cent. And they left me laying there with my face a bleeding pulp. Yeah, that's it. She's got to believe me now because I got proof. I'll just show her my face is a bleeding pulp. And... No, there's nothing wrong with my face. It's perfect. Let's see now. Suppose I told her I was jailed by the Kefauver Committee and had to bail myself out. No, she wouldn't believe that. Hi, Luella. How's my favorite neighbor?
What's wrong? Why are you sitting there on the curb like a tired old hound dog with your tail between your legs?
Because I don't feel like wagging it.
Would you like a lift, Chester?
Okay.
Hop in. Are you going home, Chester?
No, not home.
What? What's wrong, honey child?
Oh, nothing.
I've never seen you so depressed, Chester. You're always so comical. Oh, if you're going to act this way, I'll just have to stop calling you by your pet name, Laughing Boy. Come on, let's hear you laugh. Come on.
No, I've got nothing to laugh about.
Oh, you're depressing me now, and I'm just bursting with good news. Guess what, Chester?
You've been drafted.
Oh, silly. I'm engaged.
You are?
Yes, to Gordon. You remember Colonel Gordon, Carl Pepper? Oh, we just adore each other. Chester, didn't you hear me? I said I'm engaged. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, it's wonderful to be engaged, as long as you don't go ahead and get married.
Why, Chester, I'm surprised at you. Oh, you can't mean that. You adore your wife, so don't try to make me believe you don't like being married.
Yeah, well, marriage is all right, but it's got its drawbacks.
Like what?
Well, you got to live together.
Chester, I am shocked. Why, you're attacking the finest institution in all of civilization.
Well, what I mean is, if I don't go home tonight, where will I go?
Why not go home?
Well, I'll have to tell Peg I lost all my pay.
You did? How?
Somebody picked my pocket every cent, $60.
Oh, that's awful. But I don't see why you can't tell little old Peg about it.
Well, she won't believe me. You don't know what women are really like. Wait till you get married, then you'll find out.
Why won't she believe you? It's true, isn't it?
Well, sure it's true, but she'll say I gambled it away.
Oh, is it really that serious,
Chester? If I don't raise some dough tonight,
Chester, I'll lend you the money.
$60?
Luckily, I went to the bank today.
Oh, well, thanks, Luella, but I couldn't let you do that.
Oh, but I can spare it, and you'll pay me back.
Yeah, but I couldn't.
Why not, Chester? Now, it's time I did you a favor. I haven't forgotten the time you painted my house.
I could never take money from a woman. I got my principles.
Oh, I admire that, Chester.
But in your case, I'm willing to forget you a woman. Sometimes that's pretty hard to forget.
Oh, Chester, you're talking to an engaged woman.
Nothing, you're talking to a married man.
Well, that's more like it, Laughing Boy.
$56, $57, $58, $69, $60. There you are.
Thank you.
Satisfied? I didn't gamble it away. I didn't spend it on women. I didn't go to no nightclubs.
All right, dear. That's enough of that.
Oh, I almost forgot. I almost held out on you. Oh, I could kill myself. Here, 10 cents. I didn't take the bus. I got a lift home. There you are.
Oh, well, I don't want all the money, dear. I want to share it with you.
You do?
Yes. Here. Here's the dime all for yourself.
Dime?
Yeah. Don't spend it foolishly. Oh, see you at the door, dear.
It's a losing fight. Why should she have all the dough? You'd think I couldn't be trusted with something.
Hi, Randy. What did Peg say when you told her?
She's in the kitchen. Let's stay out on the porch here.
What happened?
I got a break. Luella loaned me the $60.
Luella? Luella Lounsbury?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Oh, you dog, you. L'amour toujours l'amour.
Nothing like that. You cut that out.
Okay, okay.
Just an act of friendship. If she hadn't have come through, goodbye, Charlie. What a spot I was in. Boy, would I like to lay my hands on a slimy character who picked my pocket. How could a fellow worker be skunk enough to put his hand in my pocket and pull out... Oh.
Hey, what's that though?
That's the $60.
You didn't lose it?
No, look, I had a hole in the lining. That's where I put the money, and just now I put my hand in. Oh, boy, what a relief. I gotta tell Peg.
Are you crazy?
Why not?
You'll have to explain to her where you got the $60 you just gave her.
Well, I'll tell her Luella gave it to me.
What kind of a funeral you want?
Lots of flowers, limousines. What do you mean, funeral?
Randy, if my husband don't tell his wife that he borrowed money from a gal like Luella.
Why, you don't think that Peg would think that Luella and me, that there's anything between that me and Luella. You think so?
I know how a wife's mind works. Look, give Luella back the money and keep quiet about it.
Yeah, I'll mail it to her tonight. You know, give us... I'd like to show my appreciation for what Luella's done. I'd like to give her a little gift.
Yeah, that's a good idea, but keep quiet about that, too.
Yeah, maybe a bottle of perfume, maybe.
Perfume is taboo.
Okay, I'll get that kind.
No, perfume is too personal. I don't even give it to my wife.
No.
No, buy Luella something useful.
Like what?
I know. I heard her tell my wife she needs a new sweater.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can get one for around $5.
Yeah, my wife was telling me about a place where you can get a sweater with initials on it.
Well, I wouldn't want my initials on her sweater.
Not yours, her.
Oh. Say, I think she'd appreciate that. Where you get them?
Richmond's department store. They're open tonight. I'll go with you.
Okay, meet you right after supper.
Riley, how much longer we got to wait for your package?
What a store.
Takes an hour to put a sweater in the box.
Well, there's such a mob in here.
Well, it's the good.
Oh, yeah, oh, miss.
Yes?
Ain't my parcel ready yet? I've been waiting an hour for that sweater.
What's your name?
Riley.
Oh, just a minute, I'll check. Ethel, have you got a parcel here for Mr. Riley?
He'll have to wait, Dora. I'm 6 parcels behind already.
But he's been waiting an hour.
Well, it's not my fault. I ain't an octopus, you know. I haven't got 4 hands. Say, if you...
Shut up, I'll wrap it myself. Which one is it?
How should I know? Everything's in such a mess here. You girls on the floor, you come in here and you throw merchandise on the floor just like it was your own bathroom. Store, honestly, sometimes I'm sorry I ever left Hess Brothers in Allentown, PA.
Oh, all right. Where's Riley's merchandise?
Well, how can I find anything here? Here. Here it is. Riley, the black chiffon nightgown.
I don't know what takes you so long. All you have to do is put it in a box and stick some scotch tape on it. Take me a second.
Oh, listen, Dora. If you had to wrap as many parcels as I had to wrap.
Here's your parcel, Mr. Riley.
Well, it's about time. Thanks, miss.
Come on, let's go, Riley.
Gillis, you know, I was just wondering. You really think it's okay to give this to Luella?
Well, why not? She done you a favor. You want to show your appreciation.
Yeah, you're right. There's nothing wrong about it. And this will save me giving her a wedding present. Every time she wears it, she and her new husband will think of me.
Well, Riley has hidden the package containing Luella's present in the closet, planning to give it to her at a convenient moment. He thinks, of course, that the package contains a sweater. Actually, it contains a daring black chiffon nightgown. All is well, Riley thinks, but there's a fly in the ointment. In fact, 2 flies. And right now, they're both busy buzzing around that closet.
Let's hide it in here, Babs, behind the suitcase.
Well, that's a good place. Mom will never find it there.
Where'd you get her?
A blouse.
I got her nylon. Oh, gee, I sure hope Pop remembers to get her something.
Oh, he better remind him. He always forgets Mother's Day.
Hey, look, what's this parcel?
I don't know.
There's a card. To a wonderful girl for favors received. Riley.
Oh, he did remember after all, and isn't that a sweet card? I wonder what he got her.
Let's take a peek.
Oh, no, don't open it.
I already did.
Oh, Junior.
Look at this.
What is it? Oh, isn't that a gorgeous nightgown? I never thought Daddy'd buy Mother something like this.
Yeah. Last year, he bought her a bowling ball.
You got there, kid?
Mom.
Oh, let me see that.
Oh, no, don't look, Mother.
Oh, what a beautiful nightgown.
Oh, children, you shouldn't have gone and spent all your money.
We didn't, Mom.
Oh, here's the card. Let's see. To a wonderful girl for favors received, Riley.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Well, bless him, he did remember after all. I thought he'd completely forgotten it was Mother's Day tomorrow. Oh, kid, you had no business opening his present. Now, you put it right back the way it was, and don't let on to your father that we know.
Okay, Mom.
Gee, it looks awfully expensive.
Yes. I wonder where he got the money. Well, yesterday... Oh, so that's it.
What, Mother?
I wondered why $10 was missing from my purse. Oh, well, I'll forgive him this time. After all, it isn't every husband who gives his wife a black chiffon nightgown.
And what did will it say, Riley?
Well, she wasn't there when I delivered the sweater. I just left it. But I guess I'll hear from her soon.
Yeah, but Peg didn't get it.
Oh, no. I had it hidden good in the closet. And even if she saw, in my family, we don't open packages that don't belong to us.
Well, how about coming and doing a little shopping with me now?
Okay, what do you have to buy?
Oh, I got to get Honeybee something for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day? You got time.
What's tomorrow?
Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday, May 13th.
Mother's Day is on May 13th?
It always is.
Holy smoke, I thought that was Groundhog Day. I forgot. I better get paid something.
Yeah, well, come with me now.
Well, yeah, but I ain't got no money. Luella's present cost me over $9. All I got left is, let me see, 50, 60, 70, 79 cents. What can I buy Peg for that?
Mm. Hey, I know. Huh? Last night at Richmond's, they had a Mother's Day special. Fancy aprons, only 75 cents.
Well, I don't know. It don't seem right spending only 75 cents on the mother of your two children. That's only 35 cents a kid.
It ain't the gift, it's the thought.
You're right, and an apron can be very useful. Probably ain't what she's expecting, but with Peg, it ain't the gift. It's the thought behind it.
Oh, Bevy, it's a beautiful blouse. Oh, thank you, darling. It's just what I needed.
I'm glad you like it, Mother.
Here, Mom, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, nylon. Just the shade I wanted, and I really can use them. Oh, thank you, Junior, darling. Well, looks like I'm getting everything I want today.
Well, wait a minute. You haven't opened mine yet. You don't know what I got you, do you?
No, of course not. How could I? But I have a feeling it's something I've always wanted.
I hope so. I spent a lot of time picking it out. I wanted to get the right kind. Something useful and at the same time pretty enough to wear when you're entertaining company.
Oh!
Oh, what is a joke? You don't even know what it is.
Well, I hope you didn't spend too much money.
Oh, well, easy come, easy go. Go on now, open it up. I hope it's the right color. Well, what's the matter? Peg, what's wrong? Peg, don't you like it?
An apron?
Yeah. An apron? Yeah.
An apron?
Yeah.
But Daddy, just a minute, Dad. You kids go for a walk. I want to talk to your father alone.
Okay, Mother.
Something wrong? Wrong size, maybe?
Where's the nightgown?
What nightgown?
The black chiffon nightgown that was in a box in that closet.
Oh, there was in that closet? I don't know nothing about a nightgown, honest.
You mean to stand there and tell me that you did not buy me a black chiffon nightgown?
You? Me buy you a black chiffon nightgown? A woman your age?
What?
I mean, I bought you an apron.
Now, Riley, don't lie. I've got eyes. I saw it in that closet. Now, I want to know how it got there and where it is now.
Now, Peg, I don't know nothing about it. You got to believe me. I've lied to you before, but this time, so help me, I'm telling the truth. I take an oath. May I never live to see tomorrow if I know anything about a black chiffon nightgown.
There you are, you evil-minded dad. Take back your nightgown.
Ma?
Luella, how dare you send me a thing like that? And that card, how dare you? I should have known better than to trust the gnaw of a man. Friendly and kindly towards you. You thought you could... Oh, I was never so humiliated in all my life. I opened the parcel when my fiancé was present, and I tell you, he was livid. He was just livid. You'd better keep out of his way, because he's from the South, too. And where we come from, any man who sent a thing like that to an engaged woman would be horsewhipped to within an inch of his life.
I don't get it.
You scoundrel!
Luella, stop the Peg house.
Where is he?
Oh, God, don't.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, so there you are, sir. Stand up and fight. I'm going to give you the correction you deserve. Teach you to insult my fiancée. Stand up, I say, and fight.
The Peg house.
Take that, sir.
That'll teach you to insult a southern lady, sir. Come along, honeysuckle, darling. Cling to me, my little vine.
God, you're wonderful.
Riley, are you hurt?
What happened?
Oh, look at your face.
My face. Oh, yeah, I remember. I'll tell you what happened. I was passing an alley. Four guys jumped out on me.
Snap out of it. It was Luella and her fiancé.
Oh, yeah. Why did they hit me like that? What did I do to deserve it?
Oh, that was nothing, dear. Wait till I get through with you. So, you didn't know anything about a black chiffon nightgown,
could you? You give that woman a nightgown worth at least $10, which you took out of my purse. And you gave me, your own wife, a cheap apron that's worth $1.
75 cents. You got it all wrong. It was a mix-up. You see, I really bought you the nightgown and Luella the apron, see?
Why are you giving her presents?
Well, she done me a favor. You see, my pay was... Oh, you wouldn't believe that either.
What about the nightgown?
Well, I had both parcels in the closet, and I must have gotten them mixed up, and by mistake, you got the apron. Now, you got to believe me, Peg. Please believe me.
Well, this one time, I guess I'll have to. I guess you really did buy me that nightgown.
This is one time I ain't lying.
All right, I believe you.
Mr. Riley, I'm from Richmond's department store. I've come to pick up the nightgown you got by mistake. Yes, Mr. Riley got the wrong parcel, so I'll just take that nightgown there, and here's the sweater you bought, Mr. Riley.
A sweater?
Thank you. Sorry about the mix-up.
He's sorry.
Have a good day.
So, you really bought me the nightgown.
Now, wait a minute, Peg. I can explain the whole thing.
Mr. Riley.
For me, this is one time I won't lie to you. You see, I really bought you a sweater, a very pretty sweater, but by mistake, they gave me a nightgown. So Luella got the nightgown, and you got the apron, you see? It's simple. You believe me, don't you? You don't think I'd give Luella an expensive sweater and you a cheap apron? What kind of a husband do you think I am?
Well, I guess you're finally telling the truth.
Here, try on the sweater. You're going to love it.
It's beautiful.
It fits?
Why, perfect. Oh, I just love the color.
Yeah, well, it's got your initials on it, too. Look.
One time I won't lie to you, Peg. Put that down. Don't you hit me, Peg.
Peg, this is really the whole truth. You know the $60 pay I gave you?
Yes.
Well, that wasn't my pay.
Then what was it?
Well, you see, I'd lost my pay.
You lost it?
Well, I mean, I thought I lost it. Somebody picked my pocket.
So... Oh, now your pocket was picked.
I mean, I thought it was picked. All the time, the money was really inside the lining, but I didn't know that, and I was afraid to show up without dough because you'd think that I was gambling, so Luella loaned me $60, and then when I found the money in my lining, we... Oh, what's the use? I don't even believe it myself.
That's Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Schiff. Music direction by Lou Kosloff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Gillis is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. Junior is Bobby Ellis. Luella is Shirley Mitchell. Ethel is Mabel Albertson.